Blog Talk Radio.
To age is human. Oh, yes. Kathy Watson on Blog Talk Radio. I got ahead of myself. Today's show. To age is human. To choose a life of creativity is divine. Did you know that you choose your life by your choices? Your greatest power is that of choice. Providing you're not living your life according to the gospel of someone else. We cannot live a choiceless life. Every day, every moment, every second, there is choice. Our choices define who we are as individuals. Thoughts are things. They are the result of cause and effect. If we have a choice, then the choice of cause must produce effect. That's the universal law. You see, the minute you have a thought, positive, negative, neutral, I don't care what it is, you've already sent it out into the universe, and no callbacks, no do-overs. The only thing you can do is say, I cancel that thought, that's not the truth for me, and then insert, what is the truth for you? Making a choice can be a blessing or a cure or a curse. The responsibility belongs to each one of us. Okay, come on, pick up the mirror. Look in the mirror. Do you see what you like? Or do you like what you see? Are you a joy you live with? Do you bring joy into people's life? Life responds to your choices. The dreams you choose to believe in come to be. When you feel in your innermost being that you will achieve what you set out to do, you open the way for miracles. Choose to believe something good could happen. Expecting it to happen energizes your goal and actually gives it momentum. What you expect to happen happens. And if you expect to succeed, you will succeed. The intensity with which you impress your subconscious with a picture of your plan directly affects the speed with which the subconscious will go to work to attract the picture's physical counterpart by inspiring you to take the right steps. What you think about comes about. Oh, it's just amazing. Once I've learned to deal with my fears and insecurity, I'll be ready to show the world how capable and courageous I am. This newfound energy will help me turn my life around. Are you ready? I was just off the phone with Edith Nam, who wrote the book on To Create Your Life. And by positive thinking, you could expand on your life. In the Celestine Prophecy, Insight 3, oh, there are dream stealers. Hey, if they didn't get what they want, they're going to make sure that you don't. And they're going to do everything they possibly can to prevent you from reaching your goal. Now, here is your assignment for 1 month. No, let's just do it for a week, 10 days. I want you to write down all the people that you've been associated with. And then I want you to grade them. Are they positive or negative? And if they're negative and they're still in your life, duh, how can you possibly live a creative life? You see, I clean house once a month. And there isn't any animosity. Excuse me. All I do is a checklist. Now, if I have not brought some happiness to that person, then why am I in their life? And if they haven't brought happiness to me, fulfillment or another sense of direction and to really understand who the authentic Kathy is, then I release them to their highest good. In Buddha, the fourth prayer, what I wish for myself, I wish for all mankind and the entire universe. And then I say, I forgive me, and I forgive everyone in my life. Let it go. Write it down. So, look around you right now. Who are you partnering with? Even if it's a spouse, a significant other, did it ever occur to you to sit down and talk about it? Three reasons for an upset: thwarted intention, unfulfilled expectations, and undelivered communication. Do you talk? Do you know we're all creatures of habit? And I know we are. Well, there are 7 billion people on this planet. And each one of us are still harboring these old, archaic, constipated thoughts that should be flushed down the toilet. You're off to great places. Today is the day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. I have about 4 or 5 friends. I don't have a plethora of friends. I have a plethora of casual acquaintances. Now, if it develops into a friendship, fine. If it doesn't, I let it go. Time is short. You see, the time that I'm giving you on today's show, on Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners locally, nationally, reaching listeners in any part in the world, any country in the world, I'm giving you a part of my life. It is my pleasure. And you've heard me say over and over again, Confucius say, if you love your job, you don't work a day in your life. I don't. I love my job. And my story on how I was introduced to choices, let's see, over 50 years ago, Bill, our son, introduced me. He is 57, I believe. He was 12 at the time. But get the book Choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Introduced by Kathy Watson. 14 of us. 14 of us absolutely bared our soul. We wanted to share with you, to perhaps help you over a trial or tribulation. Page 2, my story. Anyway, after many trials and tribulations, I put my blinders on and looked forward to the future with excitement and anticipation. If I ask people what their greatest freedom is, most don't have a quick answer. I certainly didn't until Bill, our son, at the tender age of 12, called me to come down and meet him in the kitchen of our suburban home. He wanted to ask me a question. I asked, "Can't it wait? I'm busy." He said, "No." When I went into the kitchen there, he sat at the table, arms folded, holding a small book. I asked, "Bill, is this urgent?" "What's your question?" "Sit down, Mother," he said. I did as he asked. "Mother, what is your greatest freedom?" I looked in bewilderment and said, "Huh? What is my greatest freedom? I haven't a clue." He rolled his eyes up to the heavens only as a 12-year-old can and said, "Mother, your greatest freedom is that of choice. Here, read the book." Then he was off and gone. Circa 2012, when Choices was presented to the world. Years later, I remember that day as though it were yesterday. Thank you, Bill. Your choice to share that book with me changed my world. It was the beginning of my journey discovering my greatest freedom, that of choice. Everything in life, your life right now, has been authored, designed, and created by your choices. Choices result in consequences. Think on this. Let's bring it closer to home. Are you happy? Is your life fulfilling? No matter where you are in life, you're there because of your choices. No one pushed you into it. You made a conscious choice. Your choices, your thinking, form your life. It's that simple. Your mind, your thoughts create your experiences, your future. My choices design my future in retrospect. Would I change any of my prior choices? Yeah, but I don't dwell on the past. I've learned from the choices I made that came back to embrace me and choices that came back to bite me in the butt. Watering last year's crops served no purpose. The past is gone. It's over. Fini. Huh. I wondered if this book is the culmination of the beginning of a new exciting chapter in my life. Honestly, I don't know. Only time will tell. I promise, choices will rock your world. The pleasure, darlings, is all mine. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And Bill, his website, a real estate team, the Watson Team in Colorado, www.watsonteamco.com. Or you could email him at bill@watsonteamco.com. Now, you could get the book, Author House. You will laugh, you will cry, you will celebrate, and you'll say, egad, they certainly had guts. Because you see, by sharing, you know that you're not alone. You're not alone. To age is human. To choose a life of creativity is divine. Darlings, we are the creator. Oh, the call-in number is 347-637-3789. I want to hear your voice. What did you create all by your lonesome? And you were frightened to death. I don't care what gender you are, ethnicity. I don't care your age. Of course, change is constant. You need to know when to shift your strategy to accommodate change. But it could be scary. Share your dream with me. 347-637-3789. Email Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I Studio, at sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And remember to log on the website, simplyageless.net, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, Kathy, C-A-T-H-I. Click on all of the buttons. And be sure and click on the video. It was our choice. Roger Plummer and I, it was our choice to create an original play about Willie Shakes, who is quite an individual. You know, he married a cougar. And you know what's beautiful about this presentation? That is maybe 35 to 40 minutes. It's humorous, it's clean, and it's for all ages, ethnicities. You'll just love it. It's our way of introducing you to a very brilliant mind. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 450 years later. James Brown and the Bard, soul songs, and Shakespeare. Hey, what's holding you back? You have to be willing to let go of the life you've planned by your choices. so you can have the life that is waiting for you. And life is an adventure in which we never know what is going to happen. Just beyond the turn of the road. Tomorrow is promised to no one, there's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. And Roger and I are available for to perform corporate, business, private. Our bags are packed. And the rates are individually assessed. Okay, scroll down to books. 3 nonfiction books. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment. Fun to learn. All natural. And once you've learned them, they're yours for life and they go with you everywhere. The results are amazing. Choices. Contact. The Elixir of Youth is an ebook, and I have it in soft copy, and you have to get in touch with me because it was self-published. Choices, published by AuthorHouse.com. These are not coffee table books. These are books that you have right at your fingertip. Your resource to a quality of life that's eluding so many. The Heart of the Lion is nonfiction and fiction, My Trip to Africa. And then we have 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. That self-concept, self-growth, David Ritlin, R-I-K-L-I-N. You're not in this alone. So be sure and get the books. And then, they're marvelous. They're marvelous for gift giving. Be creative. Step out of your comfort zone. Be the person that you were meant to be. But you pushed it down, didn't you? Because you listened to everyone else. Well, I have your attention. Call to action. All business owners, imagine your very own radio show being part of my show. Blog Talk Radio is a learning curve, and it is a development in self-improvement, and it's a marvelous PR and marketing tool. Yeah, there is an introductory offer. It's 10 weeks. You email me, kathystudio@fbcglobal.net, tell me what you got, and then we talk. I'll call you and see if we resonate. This dream of yours, don't go to the end with your dream still dancing in your heart. What is it that you want to share with me? And then I'll work with you on your commercial that will be heard about 30 times, 20 to 30 times. And then guess what? You get your own show. Yeah. No loose cannons. I guide you. I direct you. We rehearse. September 24th, Kamlyn Tran is going to be on. This is her show, The World of Tua and Beyond. And then you're going to listen to it and grade yourself. Learn from it. I told you it's a learning curve. Then you get the link and then you forward the link to your email database and encourage them to forward it to theirs and so on and so on. And within minutes, it has traversed the world. How sweet is that? So email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you by Manly Men, Impact, and Iron Workers. They're Titanics. Bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision, coming together to create a better informed world. They work hand in glove, walk side by side. Iron workers get the job done. Impact puts them in touch with contractors that need the skill of iron workers. Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To find out more, log on impactimpact-net.org. Kathy, Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International, the Dom Perignon of the trades. So you have a choice, a job or a career. Ironworking isn't for everyone. Boy, it takes guts to be an iron worker. Log on, ironworkers.org. Now, I have a mission and a purpose. I want to introduce you to ironworkers, and I want you to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love illuminating the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Ironworkers, offering a full spectrum in career development to earn while you learn. You become an apprentice. It takes about 3 to 4 years. But you have to log on. You have to qualify. And if you qualify and you're under their umbrella, you get paid. Your health care kicks into place, and so does your pension. Where else can you get such a deal? The value is priceless. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. 2009, they won the National Gold Medal Award. And within the Hoffman Estates Park District is a 50-plus consortium directed by Rika Cuff. I don't know how she does it. Beautiful woman, beautiful job. If you're born lonely, hello, pick up the mirror and say hello to the person that has created your life. Can you reach out? Can you volunteer? Can you make a difference in someone's life? I should have, I could have, I would have. Oh, I don't know. Can't be in my life. Live with, heparks.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre. He's our CPA, 88tax@ameritech.net. If you have a little issue, give him a call or email him at 88tax@ameritech.net. Welcome the world of Tua and beyond. Do you like what you see in the mirror? Come on, pick that mirror up. Do you like what you see in the mirror? Looks do matter. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Stress, trauma, anger releases toxins in the body. Log on to spaamazing.com. And then get your calendar out. September 24th at 12 noon, you'll be introduced to Cam Lynn, who fulfilled her dream. You will be so inspired and encouraged. Looks do matter. SpaAmazing.com. Edith Nam is the author extraordinaire of the book Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. Have you ever seen a happy, ugly, negative person? And then when they smile, it's sunshine. This is your life, honeys. There ain't no do-overs. Get her book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline, available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. You want to start your own business? Come on, email me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Or you could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. Yes, you're smart enough, and you don't need a ton of money. You don't need a college degree. What you need is a belief in yourself. Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Con and scam artists. I told you on yesterday's show and the other, I got another email from Warren Buffett, and he's sending me a check for $5 million. And a couple of months ago, it was only $1.5 million. I wonder what I did to pump it up. So I got in touch with his charming secretary, and she said, just email it to me. And someone else, why you would do that, I don't know. Remember, con and scam artists want your money. They are pros at sweet talk. Hang up, call the police. Do not give out any personal information, no social security number, where you live, etc., etc. Thank you, ARP. The Fraud Fighter Hotline, 800-646-2283. Elder abuse, domestic abuse, emotional, verbal abuse, left unchecked, can be brutal, even deadly. Huh. In Illinois, the Domestic Abuse Hotline, 877-863-6338. And the national is 800-799-7233. And don't tell me you're staying for your children. No, if you truly love your children, run. Don't walk. There is help out there. The PSAs have been brought to you by Choices. All of the contributing authors. Chuck Brazelton, Rhea Schmidt, Kathy Watson. In Memoriam, Bonnie Rooks, Lee Patrick, Bev Gosset, and Helen, my sestrinica. In Croatian, that sister. We're living longer, but not necessarily better. You want to change your life? You're going to have to change your thinking and your dreams. I have this article dating back 2000. I kept it for 15 years. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. We cannot live a choiceless life every day, every moment, every second. There's choice. If it were not soul, we would not be individuals. Thoughts are things. They are the result of our use of the law of cause and effect. If we have a choice, the choice of a cause must produce an effect. It's the law. You can't have a thought that just drops off the face of the earth. This matter of choice, I'm repeating myself, it bears repeating, can be a blessing or a cure. The responsibility belongs to each one of us. To think that we cannot help our thoughts is an illusion. Of course it is. I control my thoughts. We can be aware of what we're thinking and feeling. Moreover, we can change our thought pattern and effects. If we persevere to control our reaction in all conditions. Ernest Holmes says, thoughts of sickness can make us sick, and thoughts of health and perfection can heal us. A realization of the presence of God is the most powerful healing agency known to the human mind. This wisdom applies not only to physical problems, but also to healing lack in any area. In all thy ways, acknowledge God is an injunction that could benefit us all. The constant positive attitude to all things will cause the disappearance of negative conditions. They are not of God. They are not absolute. And they simply fade away when we withdraw our power of belief in the negative. Raymond Charles Barker said, a correct understanding of the nature of God and of your relationship to him will help you to cure yourself. Because when you recognize yourself as life, you are not invoking a power. You are directing a power. Remember, the choice of right thinking about anything is yours. Center your mind about the positives of God, and the negatives fall away from life. Until tomorrow, au revoir.